couple of years back. And the band is a three-piece, features Denny on vocals, and I believe, I'm not sure if there's guitar on this record, actually. But it also features Ty Siegel on bass and Emmett Kelly on...
Bass and synth.
Bass and synth. So it might... I don't know if there's guitar on this record.
I believe it is a guitarless record.
Yeah, it's more synthy. But really cool stuff from the CIA. And then we started off with music from Detroit's Moonwalks. We were talking about a little bit earlier. We heard something from their new album, which I believe came out in March or May. We had Western Mystery Tradition, and the song was called Cherry Shade.
Coming up next, we're going to be starting with an artist who actually performed in Windsor just a few months back. A legend, someone who I'm actually very surprised I got to see in such an intimate setting at the Dominion House. Probably best known for his work in The Replacements, but also a member of various other groups, as long as having a very, I guess you can say, eclectic career post-Replacements, the one and only Tommy Stinson.
Yeah, Tommy put out a new album with Tommy Stinson's Cowboys in the Campfire, which is just a two-piece band, sometimes featuring drums, sometimes not. I believe Chip Roberts is the other member. And yeah, Tommy came through playing a solo acoustic show. It was really cool. And we heard a track from the self-titled release, which was self-released as well, that came out this year. And what song did... We're going to actually hear the last song on this album, which is called Dream. Some really great songwriting on this record, and really different as well. So we're going to get started with that now. We're going to hear Dream here on Revolution Rock.
Please trick something.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We ended off that set with great new music from Bri Webb.
We did mention on the top of the set that Tommy Stinson performed a show at the DH earlier in the year, but so did Bri Webb. In fact, I think just a week separate from him. So that was a really cool experience seeing two great artists perform in such intimate venues. The new album by Bri Webb is titled Run With Me, and we heard a song from that titled I Can't See You.
Yes, great album. I also had a chance to speak with him this year prior to the show, and he's got a very interesting history, also previously being known perhaps best as the lead singer in Constantine's. Prior to Bri Webb, we heard music from Tea Leaves. This Windsor band features a lot of members that are also involved in other bands, but really great kind of folk country mixing in a little bit of like bands like Cass McCombs, and stuff like that. And we heard a track from their latest release, Whistling Past the Graveyard, called Fare Thee Well.
If you do like that, of course, you can check out their Bandcamp page, or you can go to your local record store where they should have copies available for purchase for that record. And of course, Tea Leaves does sporadically perform around the city, so make sure you check them out. They always put on a great concert. And I did mention him at the top of the set, and going back to him, Tommy Stinson, with his new release. I really love this. It's with a band, quote-unquote, titled Cowboys in the Campfire, but really it's just him and one other performer doing this album together, and the album is titled Wronger.
Yeah, really cool stuff. It kind of was an album that happened in two different bursts of creativity. It kind of started when he was in Texas, I believe, and John Doe was around, and then he's like, hey, you want to play on this record? So he plays bass on about five tracks, and then there's a different bassist on the other five tracks. It may not be five, but it's a handful of tracks. And really cool stuff. And also, we got to speak with Tommy Stinson as well, which was interesting. And you can find those over at revrock.blogspot.com. And then we're going to end off the show. We got a pair of tracks from two different bands.
Pretty heavy bands as well. So, you know, you might want to tuck the kids in. It's going to get a little bit noisy. We do want to let people know, though, that this is not it for the year in review.
It's not.
No, next week on the 16th, you're actually going to have a chance to hear more of our selections and more reviews of what our favorite songs and albums of the year were. So make sure to check that out. Tune in next week. And to see about what songs we played and what albums we love, you can always go to the website at revrock.blogspot.com. There, once the shows are all done and all our year in reviews are capped, we're going to have a full list there of our selections of our favorite albums of this year. So it's going to be well worth your time exploring. And with that said, Dave, the two bands we're going to end off with are bands we're familiar with. In fact, one of these groups, well, actually, I guess both have performed in Windsor, but one was a bit of a surprise because this group is actually from Winnipeg, Tunic.
Yes, Tunic has played several times in Windsor. And they're just a great, like, noisy rock band. And they put out a new album this year.
Mm-hmm. And then we also we're going to hear from Psychic Void as well, Windsor's own. They had an album release show that was hellacious. A great noisy rock band, well worth checking out. So from Tunic, we're going to hear something from their brand new release, Wrong Dream, with the song Sounds Repeat. And then from Windsor's own Psychic Void, we're going to end off the program with the track The Man, and that's taken from their new release, Cemetery Eyes. You can buy that online or pick up a cassette version of it at your favorite local record store.
All right, so let's get to it. Coming up at 9 is Mark Casbon with the Cowboys and Indies radio program, and we're signing off till next week. You're listening to Revolution Rock. This is music from Tunic, Sounds Repeat.
Doesn't matter.